Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
65 plus is a time for adventure and living your best life, but it's also a time to get serious about protecting your bone health. The annual number of fractures in Ireland related to osteoporosis is expected to increase by 51,000 by 2034. There are no signs and symptoms that a person is losing bone, and that's why osteoporosis is often called the silent disease. So talking is imperative to your doctor and your loved ones. And I'm joined in studio by registered dietitian Orla Walsh. Orla, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me on and to talk about a topic that should be discussed more.
Do you think more people are becoming aware of bone health?
I think people are becoming more aware of health in general. And women are often talking to each other about skin health or muscle health and how strong are your muscles and what are you doing to achieve that. And I think the next step is that we actually go, okay, well, our bones are the scaffolding of our body. They're very important to protect our independence for the rest of our life. So let's have a conversation about that. And that's what I'm here to do, is to encourage women to have conversations with all the women in their life, all those fabulous women, and have a discussion around bones and what are each other doing to protect their bone health. And the other thing is that I really want to encourage is women to have a chat with their GP, especially those over the age of 65, and get a bone health plan. So you have a plan in place to protect your bones for life.
Why are women more at risk of osteoporosis?
It's not that osteoporosis can't be diagnosed with men, but it's just there is bone loss secondary to the hormonal decline and the changes around menopause. So during that period, a woman can lose significant amount of bones. But with osteoporosis, it's important to note that we can prevent it. And if I suppose we want to diagnose it and diagnose it as early as possible, but regardless of whatever stage you're at, it is treatable. So there are options. And I think that's really important for people who might be concerned about going to the doctor to have that conversation out of fear. The other thing is that sometimes their GP might be referring them to a DEXA. And it's important to explain that a DEXA isn't a claustrophobic scan. It's not something to fear either. And it's very quick. You're talking about 10, 20 minutes. That's not including wait time. But, that will help diagnose where you're at. And regardless of where you're at, there is treatment.
So the DEXA scan is almost like an X-ray. It shows your bone density and your lean muscle mass.
Usually they will give you your bone results, and they might give it in numbers, which your GP might explain to you. But the Osteoporosis Ireland website is absolutely fabulous because it goes through the numbers and it helps you understand the results that you might get as well.
You have to be over a certain age to qualify for a DEXA scan. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's rules and regulations, and I suppose that's why it's important to go to your GP to have a discussion around your bone health, because the plan will look different for everyone. No two plans are the same. So that's why it's important not to have the discussion with your friends, but not assume that your plan is going to be the same as theirs.
Because we are starting to shift our perspective on health, aren't we? Like you said, like a lot of talk would go on anecdotally among me and my friends now about how we need weight-bearing exercise for our bones. We're not just talking about the label on our jeans. Yeah. That's not a motivator anymore.
Isn't that wonderful?
So good. And I'm so glad to hear it. We're thinking of the actions we're taking now and the impact it can have later. But what if you are 65 plus and you show up bone loss in the DEXA scan? Is it something that can be reversed or mitigated?
Yeah, it can be treated. And that's why it's so important to have that discussion and get referred, if necessary, to the relevant person. So a physiotherapist can guide you on safe exercise. And for me, a registered dietitian can guide you on safe practices with regards to diet and bone health. And whether we're talking about prevention and being proactive or treatment, the dietary approach is somewhat similar. And one thing that won't surprise anyone is dairy is a firm focus of the centre. And anyone who knows me knows I'm a firm advocate for dairy. And it is about trying to get three, if not more, portions of dairy a day. And a portion would be a small glass of milk, a standard pot of yogurt, a matchbox size of cheese. And I think sometimes people need reassurance that dairy can be part of a heart healthy diet too. So it's not something, I have women who are coming in and maybe not consuming enough dairy for fear of cholesterol levels or heart health. And it's sometimes helpful as a dietitian to be able to, and nice as well, to confirm that actually it can be part of a bone healthy plan and a heart healthy plan, and not to fear it. It's a very nutritious food group. So in terms of bone health, it's not just offering protein, but also calcium, phosphorus and a couple of other nutrients. And what's special about dairy is how the nutrients act together as one, as a perfect team to support bone health. But really, when it comes to a bone health plan, we'll focus on lots of things. But to simplify it, magnesium helps vitamin D do its job in the body, and vitamin D helps calcium. So the dairy will supply lots of absorbable calcium into the body. But vitamin D, we sometimes have to supplement it, especially during winter months. And your GP will talk to you about that. But magnesium is a food group that is probably becoming more talked about as well. And it's found in green leafy veg and nuts and seeds. And when we eat green leafy veg each day and nuts or seeds, it usually supplies enough magnesium, so we don't necessarily need to supplement it. And magnesium supports vitamin D, and vitamin D supports calcium. For those who don't consume dairy, there are alternatives, or those who do consume it but want alternatives. Firm tofu is a great source, tinned sardines, even bottled mineral water can supply calcium that's available to the body, as well as certain green leafy veg like kale.
If people want to find out more, irishosteoporosis.ie, where can people find you, Orla?
On Instagram, for example, Orla Walsh Nutrition.
Fantastic. Orla Walsh, as always, thank you so thank much you. For coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.